Headlines, May 2022. Texas Supreme Court allows state to investigate sterilization of gender-confused kids as child abuse. Biden declares support for trans surgeries, puberty blockers for kids and adolescents. Be very wary of the U.S. thought police. Canada's embrace of assisted suicide even includes church-hosted service. Should we be surprised that pro-gay Christians now support abortions on demand? And Biden regime is proposing amendments that would cede U.S. sovereignty to the corrupt WHO regarding national health care issues. WHO will have authority to lock down America, actually all 194 member states. These are just its small sampling of the headlines in the news today. We continue to hear of the war in Ukraine, of earthquakes where there have been none recorded, of volcanoes dormant for generations that are now becoming active, of famine, the shortage of baby formula and other foods, diseases spreading and evolving naturally and otherwise, borders that are not protected to the detriment of everyone involved, and the rampant out-of-control inflation affecting every area of our lives, and the increase in the deaths of our young, whether through untested medications or from the mass quantities of illegal drugs flowing over the open borders. Drugs that are so powerful that merely touching them with bare skin can mean sudden death. Drugs that are coming in quantities that could kill millions with a dose per person that is slightly larger than the head of a pin. Money is being spent that is pulled out of the air of no substance, and yet it is set to enslave future generations for a lifetime. Calls for determining who lives and who dies, abortions, euthanasia, people in positions of power with no respect for life, pushing gender transitioning, the mutilation of what God created, and destroying not only the physical but the mental, and leading the spiritual further into darkness. Medications are no longer tested accurately for safety. The driving increase in hatred of those who give their lives to protect and to service is on the rise. There is no respect for people. And the weak in mind are attacking the weak in body, our elderly, and the constant killing of innocent babies. Laws once established now are left for personal interpretation by those who are to be enforcing them as they are applied this way to one and that way to another. Lies are the one thing there seems to be more than enough of. Falsehoods ruin lives. Entanglements cause exposure. Torture in not wanting to know what is going on but not able to turn from it. There is a lack of care, a lack of trust, and a lack of love. And yet these same people will quote scripture out of context to those who disagree with them or are too frightened of them to question what fills their hearts. And so what actually is love today? And what does it mean today to love your neighbor as yourself? What does it look like with all the contradictions before us and the push to be who or what you want to be? And why do we find no time to look at our neighbor other than to criticize and tear them down when they disagree with us? Who then are we? And what have we become? These are just a few of the daily distractions, the never-ending news feed. These are the doings of the evil one, and they are being carried out by those who follow him, who have submitted themselves to do his bidding. Jesus tells us in Matthew 6:24, "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon." Well, what is mammon? Earthly goods and treasures. The things that divert our attention from God and that we idolize, that we put our trust in, that we build our lives around, these are the things that will keep us from relationship with the Lord, because we will find that we are always putting these things before God, and that will constantly keep a person on a path of sin and separation from him. The very first commandment will be challenged to have no other gods, idols, things, people before him. In other words, in your life, he is set even before what you think of yourself. He is set in your life above all things. He is first in your life. Jesus was asked, "What is the greatest commandment?" To which he replied, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself." Matthew 22. Men who do not love the Lord or place him first above all things walk in fear. They will not confess it, but the truth lies in their actions. It is revealed in the things that they do and the words that they speak. They destroy what threatens them, whether real or perceived. They steal to gain what they want by manipulating outcomes and activities. They seize power rather than seek it. And they believe themselves able to achieve things beyond their control, such as saving the earth. The earth, like mankind, is dying too. It knows the effects of the fall, and for a man to think himself wise or powerful enough to save it, he would need to see himself as a god, not able to admit that he is one among many. Oh, we could go on listing the thoughts and the impossibilities of men and their thinking and actions today, but if you enter into the Psalms, you'll see that every one of them is described on the pages of God's Word, and as Solomon said, there is nothing new under the sun. Today, though, we are witnessing a complete breakdown of everything, not here or there, but around the world. People, mostly Christians, have been stalked and hunted, persecuted, imprisoned, and killed, all for what they believe. The destroyer knows his days grow short, and so anyone and everyone is fair game for him. Whether they serve him today or tomorrow, they will themselves become fodder for him, for he cares not who does his bidding, just so that it is done. The looming threat of the one world government hangs like a dark cloud over the earth, reminiscent of the days before time was, when the earth was filled with chaos and God gave order to everything and directed it to its place where it remains yet today. He laid the foundations of the earth. He set the sun and the moon. He called each star out and gave it a place of splendor and majesty in the heavens. And he told the waters where they could go, whether into the heavens, under the earth, or were given privilege to roam the earth glistening in the sun's reflection. He set its boundaries, and they were set by his word, the work of his hand, and none other. He picked up the dust of the earth and breathed life into it. It was his hand that created and populated the earth. It was his image that man was created in. He did all this. And he continues to sustain all this, even though he is forgotten, neglected, rejected, and mocked. He continues to bless those that love him, that fear and revere him. And he reminds those that hate him that the day will come when they will come to him and on bended knee confess to him that he is Lord, and there is no other power on the earth nor in heaven that will grant them the voice to deny his majesty, because even then the evil one will be silenced before the Lord. And so the powers that they acquired will be no more. The authority they once yielded will be no more. The vast amounts of money they trusted in will be useless to them. And the armies that they led will no longer be there standing behind them. And the kingdoms that they built will also be like the grass, here today and gone tomorrow. And there's nothing that they can do. No one they can bribe or buy. And they will answer, as will all, for what they have done, what they have said, and for how they lived. And they shall too on that day know judgment as they have judged today. I share these things with you today because if we let them, they will consume us and cause us to take our eyes off of the one to whom we need to stay focused on. For only he can give us the strength to stand, the courage to speak, and only he can deliver us from evil. Never take your eyes off of him. Keep in constant contact with him. Talk to him about the hard days, about the things going on, the trouble you have, and then listen for him, as he will lead you beside the quiet waters, and he will still your troubled soul, and he will take you to a place of rest. Today, as I look out my window and see the blossoms filling in on the crabapple tree, I think of the little hummingbird that visits each summer and feasts among the blossoms. And I hear the woodpecker tapping his way into a meal under the bark. And the birds are singing as they finish their nest, and the wild turkey calls to his mate off in the woods just below the hill. There's such beauty even in the midst of such turmoil. And so I encourage you to leave the cell phone, the tablet, the computer, the radio, television in the house or off, even for just a while. And let your mind reconnect with the peace that is around you, and remember to breathe and to put your trust in the one who created all that you see and all that you hear in the calls of nature. Whose call have you answered? Let the Lord be your peace, and you will find rest in him and strength and courage, the perseverance to meet another day, because you're never alone and never in want of anyone to talk to, and oh, the conversations that you may have. And ask that he teach you to love as he has loved you.